His voice actually was on it 24 hours a day. He had himself taped. And while we slept and while we worked in the field, we heard his voice.
And yet every time the White Night ended, just like the imaginary siege did, Jones would send the followers back to their everyday lives in Jonestown, even giving them a day off to psychologically recover.
But he was grooming them all the same. After a White Night, Jones would commend his followers' loyalty, telling them that they were exercising the strength of their will. Only with strong will would they be able to defeat the forces gathering against them. This was a clear case of psychological conditioning. Repeating this process over and over coded Jones's absurd idea of revolutionary suicide in normality. Stepping up to the edge of death became routine. It was theoretical for now.